Phil Hendry.
This is such an honor for us, and this means so much to us.
I'm not sure why he's there. I have a feeling that if somebody stood up and read Dr. King's speech...
I'm just sitting here just shaking my head. He is the cotton-picking president of...
He was able to get behind the Escalade as the Escalade was in motion and basically followed the vapor
Burn
trail.
Him all.
Famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and News Talk and Entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. I mean, I hope so. Truth is our bitch, and that's where we go. We head toward that little thing called truth. And along the way, we do probably entertain people better than most, if not all, other radio talk shows. Glenn Beck's weekend rally, a smashing success. CBS said only 87,000 people. Michelle Bachmann said a million. National Park Service, and they've been counting people for a long, long time, people there in that area, they said around 300,000 to 350,000 people. So we're going to talk about that. Margaret Gray was there. She's going to be with us next hour to talk about her experience at the Restoring Honor Rally of Glenn Beck. Steve Bozell and Margaret Gray on the program, plus a casino to go up near Gettysburg. Wait, hold on, what is going on now? I mean, okay, the mosque, the grounds are on, a casino at Gettysburg. This is a joke, correct? Let's talk about it tonight. 877-876-PHIL. Our affiliate spotlight tonight in Tampa, WHNZ, 1250 AM. WHNZ, 1250 AM in the great city of Tampa. And in Melbourne, Florida, WIXC, 1060 AM. In Melbourne. Starting things out here this evening. Oh, by the way, our website is philhendryshow.com. Never want to forget to tell you the right arm of the Phil Hendry Show, always our website. We have a brand new download for you. It's called The Brotherhood of the Cape. And if you were listening to Sunday Night Phil last night, you heard the classic R.C. Collins Hour where he talked about being goth, about being vampiric, and how they ran a weekly at Chatsworth High School called Satanic Weekly. It's all there in our podcast, which is a free download at iTunes called Brotherhood of the Cape. So check it out over there and all kinds of other things. Grab a backstage pass and get with it, man. 877-876-PHIL. All right. Next hour, we got Margaret Gray, but we aren't talking politics, and it's connected here this evening. The GOP takes an unprecedented 10-point lead on a generic ballot. This is a headline that was noticed by quite a few people who are paying attention to things politically these days. And one of the people that noticed this was a longtime conservative in Corona, California, Mr. Stephen Bozell, who did sort of cross the street in 2008, right, Mr. Bozell, and vote for Barack Obama. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And yes, sir, I did. And I have done that. And I think a lot of people did that, though, and I wouldn't say that, you're going to start your interview off with me talking about Barack Obama. That doesn't. Let's talk about the future of the conservatives and how they're going to, just like Mr. Beck said, restore honor to America.
All right, but, and I do want to talk about that, and I do want to talk about your conservative philosophy, but you did vote for Senator, now President Obama, in 2008.
I voted for,
You made it very public, though, didn't you?
I voted for Obama.
And you voted for, did you not support Boxer and Pelosi?
I did, and that was, if you'll understand how politics is in America, and I'm sure you do, everybody listening right now, they understand. I'm sure there are people listening right now who have voted for a liberal one day, and the next day they'll vote for conservative. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now who understand that I supported George Bush, and I voted for George Bush in 2004, Mr. Henry, and that's something that you have not mentioned.
But then you called him a war criminal, did you not? I'm just quoting...
What you're doing is you're quoting... I think you're quoting Karen Hardenbaum, who is one of the people who is in the teabag... Or excuse me, the Tea Party movement here.
You just referred to her in the, quote, teabag movement. Does that show you still have hostility toward conservatives?
I have no hostility toward conservatives, sir. I never have had hostility toward conservatives.
But you did call George Bush a war criminal? And the she is Karen Hartenbaum, right?
Ms. Hartenbaum found that in a remarks I made at a dinner that I was performing at, because I do a some stand-up comedy, and I am a construction contractor by trade, and she heard me call George Bush a war criminal, and I did. And I am very sorry for doing that. Just as I very much regret voting for Obama, and I wish that I never had voted for Obama. Now I know that I want to be, and I always have been, a conservative. And I walked back in, and I had, if we could talk about that, I'd like to talk about the, we had a social kind of a gathering at my home, and I called it the Restore Honor cocktail party, if you will. It was just as a homage to Mr. Beck. My wife and I had on Saturday night at our home.
All right. You, in other words, Mr. Bozell, it's interesting because in looking at this story, Republicans lead by a 51-41% margin among registered voters in the Gallup weekly tracking of 2010 congressional voting preferences. The 10% point lead is the GOP's largest so far this year and is its largest in Gallup's history. So there's a lot of people who are looking at the Republican Party, maybe not so much conservative movement, but the Republican Party, and they're saying maybe it's time to switch back?
You know, I never stopped being a conservative.
Well, I mean, a lot of people voted for Obama who may have been conservatives. You were one of them.
Right, but Ms. Hartenbaum said that I was jumping on the bandwagon, and I was all, you know, talking about how I thought Obama was great and everything. And I voted for him, and I did, you know, I went door-to-door for Obama, and I did call George Bush a racist, but George Bush had disappointed me because he didn't, you know, because the economy was bad. And
all right, I want to give our number out, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. All right, let's talk about this. You had this cocktail party at your house, and this had some prominent conservatives from the Inland Empire, and how did it go?
A cocktail party, and that's the reason why I was on your program. We had a cocktail party I invited to my home. My wife and I invited to our home some of the more prominent conservatives and Republicans in the Inland Empire. We had Becky Duncan and Karen Hartenbaum and her husband, Jeff, who I've known. Dave Wingate was there. I've known him for a long time. All of these people are, you might say, the kingmakers in conservative politics here in Corona, California, Riverside, and San Bernardino area. And I had them over to my home to say to them, I'm now not with Obama no more, and I want to be back with the conservatives. And I was very, to be honest with you, I was offended when they sat me down and started grilling me like I'm some just, you know, cheap punk that they found breaking into a car or something, and asked me, well, didn't you say that Bush was a war criminal? Didn't you say? And I said, I did say that, but I saw the story that you're talking about, Mr. Henry, and yes, I did see Glenn Beck's rally. And I said, and they said, oh, that's why you want to be conservative. I said, no, it's not. No, it's not, but I knew you'd bring that up to say that's why I want to be a conservative. So I am admitting that I did see the rally and I did read the story. But I want to be a conservative not because of that, but that's what I've always been.
Well, you've always been a conservative. But you've always been a conservative, but you voted for Obama and you called George Bush a war criminal. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, you keep talking about me calling him a war criminal.
Yeah. Well, you did when you were going door-to-door for Obama. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Why are you now, if not because of the success of Glenn Beck's rally, if not because of the 10-point lead that Republicans have among registered voters in the Gallup poll, if that's not why you are now returning to the conservative fold, then why are you?
Because I've seen that Obama, now I know he's not right for the country. I've seen how the double-digit unemployment that he created is bad, and I didn't think it was going to be bad. I knew we'd have to have double-digit unemployment, but I thought it was part of the recovery. But now I know it's bad. And I saw some friends of mine, they went to the Restore Honor rally, and they told me how good it was. They had a lot of fun at it. And I told my wife that I was not going to it. I didn't want her going to it. and I didn't want any of our children going with friends to it or anything. And now all these friends of mine called me up and said how much fun they were having. And another friend of mine was talking about how the GOP's leading.
And all right, so you do want to be a conservative again because of the fact that it looks like the GOP has all the power?
No, sir. Not that so much as I always was a conservative, and everybody's going to the Restore Honor rally. That's where I should be.
If you hadn't voted for Obama, called George Bush a war criminal, and basically blamed him for all of the economic problems of America.
I don't know where you're getting that information.
Karen Hartenbaum said that was basically in an email you sent her.
And I do blame him, and I did. I don't anymore, is what I said to her. I told her, and I told her husband, I don't, now I blame Obama. Now I understand how it's Obama, and I don't blame Bush anymore.
All right, so, Steve,
See, you're, Mr. Hendry, just if I could for a moment.
All right.
You're making it sound like I was a conservative, then I became a liberal, and now I want to be a conservative again. And
well, that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, but you're saying it's because I saw the Glenn Beck Restore Honor rally and the 10-point lead the GOP has.
Well, but you also said that, sir. You know,
yes, I did.
You said that you saw this great big rally and the 10-point lead the GOP has, and now you want to go back to being a conservative.
That's not why I want to go back to being a conservative. I saw how big the rally was and how much fun everyone was having at it and the 10-point lead, and I remembered that I was also, I feel like everyone's being so petty and intolerant by not letting me be a conservative again, that in many ways, you know, that's why I did vote for Obama in a lot of ways, because I knew about the intolerance that conservatives have, and, you know, racial and otherwise. Now I feel they're being intolerant.
Yeah, but how do you respond? At our number 877-876-PHIL, we're talking to Stephen Bozell from Corona, California here on him being a conservative, then going over voting for Obama and calling George Bush a war criminal, and now he's back to being a conservative. How do you say to people that it wasn't influenced by Glenn Beck's rally or the GOP taking a 10-point lead?
Because it wasn't.
Yeah, but you said you saw these things happening. And
yeah, but I remembered now how good it was being a conservative. That's what they reminded me of.
That the Glenn Beck
rally and the 10-point lead by the GOP, now I remember that's why I want to be a conservative, because they, and I think it's unfair for you to pin me down like this. I had a mixer. Those people came to it. I didn't get any commitment from them.
Yeah, but okay. All right. We need to talk about that, and we haven't even scratched the surface of that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Is Stephen Bozell, who had prominent conservatives to his home on Saturday night, explaining why it was he voted for Obama but is now back to being a conservative, and they're not buying it, and he may want to take it to another level, like a legal level, sue the Republican Party to allow him to be a prominent speaking member of their leadership again. 877-876-PHIL. Your calls with our guest Stephen Bozell next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
I can't make the words come out the way I want them to.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back. Our website, philhendryshow.com. With me is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. And before we get to some phone calls, Steve, you mentioned that you had been a member of the GOP and you had been a part of their, not speakers bureau, but you had been a part of their presentation for various campaigns?
Yes, sir. I've been a part of the GOP, a Republican Party in the Inland Empire, whether it was for state senator, for state assembly, wherever the function was or whatever the rally was. I was a part of it. I do a little bit of a stand-up comedy act, and I wanted them to know when we had this cocktail party on Saturday night that I was back in the running and back, you know, I was stronger than ever and I was back in shape to be a part of the GOP. And they kept talking to me about Obama. We thought you were Obama's guy. We thought you were, you know, Bush is a war criminal. And I said, let's just forget about it, okay? You know. And,
well, how do people forget about that?
You know.
Because they're going to say, You saw the Glenn Beck rally. You see the GOP taking a lead in voters. You're just, all you want to do is be on a winning team. Fairweather fan.
No, sir, that is not it at all. See, to me, that's the cheapest way of attacking me and saying that I'm a Fairweather fan. That is so cheap and so, that's got nothing to do with it. Obama, you know, I believed in Yes We Can, but now I see he's messed it up.
And you want to be back now in the GOP, and you want to be back part of the San Bernardino, Corona, Riverside circle there in getting candidates elected.
Yes, sir. And the Fed, but I got to tell you now, we've got a legal situation because I did not get a commitment from anybody Saturday night, and I had put out, I don't know how much money on cocktail, soft drinks, everything that I had put out for that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Is Mr. Stephen Bozell, who had been with the GOP, then voted for Obama and supported Obama, and now wants back not only into the GOP, but a part of the GOP leadership out there in Corona, California. Here is Mike. Mike is listening to us in Los Angeles on KTLK. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to say about your guest, first of all, the fact that you want to go back to the conservative side is just basically telling me that you don't have any memory about what it was like under the Bush administration and what it could have been under the McCain administration. But either way, you should stick to your guns, just like many Americans who are conservatives.
I should have stuck to my guns and just stayed with, you know, Bush.
But well, it just sounds like you're whimpering and whining about your friends not wanting to hang out with you anymore, where you could be standing up and saying that whole thing was all... the whole Bush administration's policies were terrible. McCain would have been the same way, and Obama was the right choice.
I can't. How do you say that when they got a million people on the mall all about being conservative? You know, that's a lot of Americans that are saying he's no good.
Okay, so a lot of Americans are saying that. Why do you need to say that?
I'm not doing it because there are all those people are out on the mall. I'm just saying that's pretty interesting. I'm asking this guy. Don't you think that's interesting? Wouldn't you want to be out there too?
Yeah, I can't really hear you. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm basically saying. Oh, see, he doesn't care anymore about me.
No, the gentleman can't hear you. Okay, thank you very much, sir. Apologize. 877-876-PHIL. What he's saying is, why don't you stick to your guns and stay with Obama?
Well, because I see now that Obama, when I saw the Glenn Beck rally, and I recognized...
See, it is about the Glenn Beck rally.
No, if you'll just listen to me, when I saw the Glenn Beck rally and I saw how many people were there, I started thinking about why I was supporting Obama, and I started thinking more, and I realized that there's a million people out there who support Obama, and how can I say that, or a million people that support conservatives, how can I say I support Obama? Now,
what does that mean?
Those are a lot, that's a lot of people who suddenly see that Obama is no good. That's what a lot of, I think, people don't understand.
So all right, so now you got these guys at your house on Saturday night.
Right, and the other thing about that, as I mentioned to the caller, these people ate my cheese, they didn't eat the cheap stuff either. I had Gouda, they didn't even, you know, they're eating the Gouda, and they're eating all the soft drinks.
All right, so you spent a lot of money on a cocktail party, which a lot of people have, and they didn't commit to having you back to do stand-up comedy.
That is correct. And so... I feel that either they commit to having me back to the stand-up comedy or, and I didn't want to bring this up, we got a lawsuit.
And oh, come on, Mr. Bozell. What are you going to sue them for?
To have me back as part of the GOP organizing for rallies and be a conservative.
You're going to sue them because they didn't commit to you because you called George Bush a war criminal, because you voted for Obama, because you said that Bush's policies were disastrous, et cetera, et cetera. And now you want to be back in the Republican Party, you say, because that rally that Glenn Beck had convinced you of what?
That there's a lot of people that are going to vote for Republicans, obviously. And if I'm doing my stand-up comedy,
Oh, so this is about your stand-up comedy act.
No, sir, but there's going to be more people watching it. And they won't let me. I was a conservative. I voted for 2 years. I was an Obama supporter. Now I want to be back being a conservative. And like I said, if they want a lawsuit, I guess, you know.
877-876-PHIL, back with Steve Bozell, and now a threatened lawsuit on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Talking to Stephen Bozell here from Corona, California. Mr. Bozell was a big member of the Republican Party of the Inland Empire, supported George Bush, but then jumped ship and supported Obama, and even went so far as to call Bush a war criminal because of the Iraq war. And I don't know, Mr. Bozell, if you feel bad about that or not, you know.
Of course I feel bad about it, and I apologize at the event we had on Saturday night to all of the people from the conservative leadership here in the Inland Empire in Riverside, San Bernardino, and L.A. County, and I said I was sorry, and they're sitting there, as you can imagine, eating food that that I purchased that afternoon at, I got it at Sam's Club, but we've got a caterer that's catering it and serving it out. I mean, my wife and I cut up the cheese slices, but then they put it on the plate and they take it. And these people were there, and I said to them, I'd like to be back into the conservative movement. I did call George Bush a war criminal, but I don't want to do that anymore.
And the reason is why? Because you say that the conservatives have got a great idea, and also there's more people at the rallies for your stand-up comedy.
Well, Mr. Hendry, when I did some of the stand-up comedy for the liberal groups that I talked to, but I realized you can't do any racial humor because they find that insensitive. And
anybody with a brain would find that insensitive.
I don't understand what you mean by anybody with a brain, because I don't think...
Well, give me an example. What kind of humor are you talking about?
I'm talking about simple things like, you know, it's day two of the school year. I bet you the black people are bored with it already, you know. Or
of course that's insensitive. You're going to say that in front of an Obama rally?
It's not... I can't do that in front of an Obama rally, yeah. But I would say Asian jokes.
Give me the Asian joke.
Well, sure.
All right. Well, don't if you don't want to.
Well, all it was that the Asians don't go to therapists; they open up fortune cookies. That's how they do it. But everybody told me that I could not do that kind of material at a liberal.
So you want to be a conservative so you can do your jokes, your racial jokes, at a conservative rally?
No, sir. For the fifth time, I want to be a conservative again because...
You saw all the people at the Glenn Beck rally, and that's a lot of people, and you want to go and do jokes for them. 877-876-PHIL. Mark in Burlington, Iowa, listening on KCPS. Go ahead, Mark.
No, sir, that's not it.
That's the way I'm putting it together. Go on, Mark.
This sounds like a bandwagon jumper. All he's looking for is to make as much off of the conservative party as he can. He just wants to,
I was a conservative, sir.
Oh, you were a conservative who jumped ship when the Obama thing was really popular, thought you could make some money. Now your old buddies don't like what you said about them, and they threw you out, so you're going to sue them for not being your friends. You, sir, are pathetic.
No. I have a right to be a member of the controlling of the leadership core of the conservative movement. I was.
Well, you were doing some entertaining at their functions.
Okay, so now they're telling me I don't get to. Why?
Because you're calling George Bush a war criminal? I mean, look at Newt. If you want to be a part of the Republican Party, the conservative movement, you're going to have to...
Are you telling me what do I got to do? You know, bend over?
I don't know what you call bending over, but you might have to do some supplication.
See, this man's laughing about it.
You need to stop trying to make money.
I supported Obama. I supported Obama because everybody knew Obama was going to be a great president. It wasn't like I was wrong about that.
It's a very, very hard state right now. It doesn't need people like you jumping ship, trying to make a quick buck. It needs people who are going to lead and people who are going to stand behind the Republican Party no matter what. And you, are not one of those
people. I did do that.
No, you didn't.
I did. For 2 years I didn't because everybody knew Obama was going to be a great president.
And then what do you think? He didn't become a great president?
I'm saying that Glenn Beck got more people.
Glenn Beck got more people than what? Than voted for Obama? This man's right. You know.
No, what do you call a jumping ship? Being smart? If I look and I see the sun is shining today, I think I'll wear a bathing suit. Tomorrow it's raining, but I'll wear the same bathing suit? I don't think so.
I'm sorry, sir, but a bathing suit is something you put on, you know. This is an ideal. This is a core value, and you, sir, can change your core values that quick. It doesn't say much about you as a person, not much about you as an American.
If things are happening that need to be changed, then...
Well, maybe your bank account was going down.
Okay. You know, if I can't do racial humor at a liberal rally, what do you expect me to do?
I expect you to go to a conservative rally and do it, I guess, if that's what you think you need to do.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like that's the reason why I'm doing it.
That's what you're making it sound like. Thank you very much for your call, Mark. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Chris in Detroit, Michigan, listening to us on WDTW. Go ahead, Chris.
First-time caller. And
yes, sir.
I want to say that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And this is exactly what your guest is doing.
That's baloney.
It appears that all you're thinking about is yourself, okay? You're not looking at the big picture. You're not looking at the situation of what's actually going on around us. I mean, you're not really even looking at the unemployed. How corporate America is holding on to the dollar and it's making people like you grovel. You are actually groveling.
Didn't you think Obama would be a great president? Didn't you think Obama would be a great president?
Obama's already a great president. Because it's just
Everybody knew
he's not a dictator, he's a negotiator. You understand what I'm saying? He's trying to work on both sides. He's trying to be fair about it. And so evidently, whatever you saw in Obama, it's still there. But you can't be blindsided because what you think.
No, it's not still there. Look at how messed up everything for Obama, and look at what he did.
Okay, so good. So you did a good thing. So tell your grandkids that you voted for Obama. Okay,
find another reason why you're going to vote for Obama. I don't want to vote for Obama anymore. I want to be a conservative now.
You want to be a conservative now?
Yes.
Absolutely. See how you just changed it? So what's the reason why you voted for him in the first place?
Because I thought he'd be good, but now he butchered everything up.
He butchered everything up?
Yeah.
You tell me one thing he butchered up.
Are you
kidding? Tell me one thing he butchered up.
Okay, I will. 100,000 people come out to see Glenn Beck. He butchered all those people up. They don't like him anymore.
But this is
so he butchered them up.
He butchered them up.
Obama could have had all those voters, but he butchered it.
What's 100,000 people? You know how many billions of people we got here in America? 100,000.
You know,
people?
I'll tell you one thing. Steve, I'll tell you something. On the other side of that, you know that John Kerry got 88,000 people for a rally of his. The only difference was he had Bruce Springsteen was there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to understand that it doesn't mean because there's a whole lot of people anywhere that represents any kind of a, quote, significant movement.
Okay, but Bruce Springsteen wasn't at the Glenn Beck rally. It was Glenn Beck.
Okay, but the fact is it was still 100,000 people. It's a significant number of people. It doesn't mean that the entire voter movement is going that way.
All right, what do you call it, 10% more? See, you guys, forget it. I feel I have a right to file a lawsuit because I want to sue them because I used to do the stand-up comedy for them. I don't know if this man...
So what?
Are you there, sir?
Go on. Move on.
No, sir.
You're going to let these people control your life because you used to work for them, and now you work for them because they won't give you no more play? They won't give you another popsicle? If these people brought you back on and said, "Okay, fine, you could be with us now. You could be with the Conservative Party," which is exactly what you're saying that you want. You want to be back with the Conservative Party. You would be happy.
Yeah.
You would be happy, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now.
What are you talking about? I would be happy if they'd say yes, but they came to my home, ate all of the food that I got at Sam's Club, and didn't say yes. That's what I'm talking about.
But the principal point about it, if you're going to give out the goodness of your heart. It doesn't make a difference of whether you went 8 and left.
No.
I mean, the principal point
the goodness
about it,
of my,
it,
the goodness
it.
Of my heart.
If you don't have it, don't give it. I mean, that again, you're not really truthful. Once again, you're not truthful what you stand for.
Because I did give out of the goodness of my heart.
You perpetrate. You try to pretend like you are something, and in actuality, all of America is listening to you right now saying that you're not nothing about what you stand for.
Yes, I am. I'm a conservative through and through.
Except when you voted for Obama.
Except when I voted for Obama, but I believed in Obama, and he showed that he can't do anything right. So now I'm going to be a conservative again. And I wanted people to come out and see it, and I've served them up Gouda cheese from Sam's Club.
Give me one.
What do you mean Gouda cheese from Sam's Club? All right, look, I'm going to move on. I appreciate your call very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. That's a gentleman from Detroit. We'll go on to Greensboro, North Carolina. Richard, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm a Bahamian citizen, and I've been listening to the show, and I find guys like this is what gives American politics a horrible name, because he's making a mockery of the American system for which soldiers are dying for to protect, and he's making a complete mockery of the whole process of politics. I mean, if this was the Bahamas, which is not...
That's wrong.
He would be strung up for how he is talking. It's just absolutely ridiculous that he thinks...
Well, the Bahamas, I don't know about the Bahamas. What do you mean, though? Be strung up why? Because I said that it's day two of the school year and black people are bored already?
Will you stop?
I think
please.
You're looking for new material to make yourself funny, and all you're doing is coming across as a moron who doesn't know what you're talking about. I don't even know... I don't think you know what you believe
in. I have to ask you a question, sir. How can you... Why is that a mortal sin for me to say I voted for Obama, but now I see that the conservatives are making a comeback and I want to be on over there?
Because you sound like a phony baloney. That's what everybody's saying. You sound like a phony.
How's that phony?
Well, it doesn't sound sincere to say, oh, wow, look at the conservatives really making a comeback in terms of what? Voter approval?
Yes, sir.
Then that sounds like you're just jumping the bandwagon.
No. Wrong. I voted for... you guys don't understand. I voted for George Bush, and then I saw that Obama was popular, yeah, and I voted for Obama, and now I saw what Glenn Beck did, and I want to be a part of that. But what's wrong with that?
Am I still on?
You're still there, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, you're still there.
Go ahead.
I mean, I understand. When you vote, most people vote for their...
Am I still on, too?
Yeah, you're on, too.
Most people vote their beliefs. This guy is just voting for his next punchline, and that's what I find completely offensive. This guy... is making a mockery of American soldiers are dying in the blood so that he has the right to make a fool of himself, and he takes that totally for granted. And he wants to cry
about
Gouda cheese. He wants to cry about Gouda cheese from Sam Club. I mean, give me a break. It's ridiculous.
No. I spent a lot of money on the platter. That's all I'm saying for the people that came to my house.
It's your choice.
It was my choice, but I expect to get something back from it. If I'm spending all that money on a deli platter, with the different cuts of meat.
Yeah, see...
Mr. Boza, you know, go ahead. I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Richard. Go ahead.
You can't be taken seriously because all you do is look for a new punchline for your next routine. And unfortunately, you're trying to use the Republicans as a stepping stone for that again. And if I was them, I'd kick you out, too, because you don't deserve to be a Republican because you don't have any backbone and you don't stand for nothing.
I'm going to sue.
Yes. Thank you very much, sir. You're going to sue who, man? Who are you suing? And for what?
I'm suing Michael Steele.
And for what?
Not allowing free commerce. I mean...
Not allowing free commerce.
I want to be in a Republican leadership, and they said no.
And all of that money... By the way, Sam's Club, are you talking about Costco?
Yes, sir. What did I say?
You said Sam's Club. Sam's Club ain't been around here for years.
Okay, so does that make me a bad man?
God. Does it make you what, Batman?
Batman.
877-876-PHIL. Good Lord. Steve Bozell coming back. A man who supported George Bush, then decided to support Obama, and now he sees Obama sinking. And he sees the conservatives doing well, and now he wants to be conservative again, and the conservatives won't let him back in, and now he's going to sue Michael Steele. Unreal. We'll be back, plus more to come. Paris Hilton arrested for cocaine possession. Now, see, that surprises me.
What? This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Understand again.
I don't know what Paris Hilton is.
Well, she's a conservative, and they released her without bail. That means that here's a woman who's getting a consideration that I get people over to my home, and as I mentioned, Mr. Hendry, we spent probably about $3,000 on deli, you know, when the platters, the deli platter, and Paris Hilton is out on bail. You know.
Well, if you're telling me that Paris Hilton's a conservative and she got out on bail, and that shows that she's getting some consideration that you didn't get Saturday night when those people would not commit to having you back, I think that's a stretch.
No, I do.
877-876-PHIL. Stephen Bozell with us as he talks about the fact that he was a Bush fan, then he became an Obama fan, and now he's a conservative fan again, and the leadership out there in Corona, they don't want him speaking at their events. Here is Justin in Portland listening to us on KXFT. Justin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what the caller's name is that you have on there. I just wanted to say, though, that I don't hold anything against him for switching political parties. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My name is Steve, by the way. Ask me my name.
Okay, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but at any rate.
Yeah, can you hear us? Well, say it again, Steve.
My name is Steve. My name is Stephen Bozell, sir. I don't know if you could hear that.
His name's Stephen Bozell, Justin? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Stephen. Well, at any rate,
yes, sir.
Okay,
yes.
You switch parties, that's one thing. But, you know, anybody can switch parties or, you know, have a change of opinion. But you're doing this purely, in my opinion, you know, to further your career as, it sounds like, kind of a poor comedian. I mean...
I do stand-up comedy for different political events, but it's not why I'm doing it. I'm saying that I want to be a conservative again because I see that that's where everybody's going. And yes, also, okay, it would help me as a stand-up comic because there's more people. Plus, I do a lot of racial humor, and that doesn't play at these liberal events. And I'm not a racist. I just do very, just things that I do.
Yeah. A lot of people that are invested in the racial humor, that's a thin veil for their own racism, you know.
Well, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, Chris Rock, come on.
Chris Rock is making jokes about his own people, okay?
Well, I voted for Obama, and I said his nose looked like a boat anchor. I'll give you an example of racial humor. I said his nose looked like a boat anchor, but I voted for him.
His nose looked like a boat anchor. That's a standard anti-black joke wherever you go.
No, sir, it's not, because I wrote that.
You didn't write Diddly Squat. I've heard that a million times. Justin, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Bill in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Bill, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. Steve, how y'all?
A boat anchor line. I'm good. Thank you. I wrote that boat anchor
line. No, you didn't write any boat anchor line. Yes, Bill.
Number one, Steve, I don't think that you're any kind of a conservative. You don't have any desire to be one. You're nothing but a plant.
Yeah, I do.
If you're going to bring up specious arguments about Obama, who, you know, was elected, I didn't vote for him. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a registered independent. I try to vote for the right person, but my reason for not writing him is because nobody knew anything. He never said anything. But, you know, COVID changed. You know, I really had backwards to vote for McCain. It hurt
all
me.
All the stuff he said was good stuff.
But if you're going to make an argument about, you know, butchering a thing, no, that's just wrong. If you want to bring up the fact that he said vote for this right here and unemployment won't go over 8%, well, you know, here in North Carolina, it's well over 8%.
I said that to him on Saturday. I said that to him on Saturday night. I said, here's the reason why I want to be a conservative, because it went over 8%. And they go, you're lying.
Conservatives don't want you because you're not a real person. You're nothing but a shield.
Oh, is that right? Meaning
yeah,
what?
That's,
meaning
that's,
I'm
that's
really
right. You had nothing. You said nothing tonight to make any sense whatsoever. You're an ignorant.
Excuse me, sir. I said, didn't I say that Glenn Beck's rally shows that the conservatives?
Oh, well, yeah, oh, yeah.
That's,
oh, yeah.
That's where you want to be.
People, there's 100,000 people at the Glenn Beck rally, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the National Mall holds 750,000 people, and they were turning people away. The National Park Service, though, there was quite a few more than 100,000 people there.
Okay.
And
Glenn Beck, so they,
Glenn
that's
Beck
what,
is not
that's
a.
That's what I'm
Glenn
saying.
Beck, excuse me, sir, but Glenn Beck.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be with Glenn
official.
Beck.
He's not a
yeah, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Well, who? Well, of course they went by choice. That's why I want to be a conservative. And you say that I'm. Well, you think I'm
yeah,
voting
I think
Obama?
You're a shill.
Yeah,
I think,
right.
I think you're a shill. You're up there trying to make real conservatives.
You're a, you know what? No, wrong.
Yes, yes.
Wrong, and I'll tell you why.
Wrong.
I know more about being a conservative than anybody. Not anybody, but more than you do.
Yeah, you want to do the boat anchor line again?
Okay, Obama's nose.
We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.